Welcome to Classical Kids Corner from American Public Media, where classical music meets your imagination. I'm Melissa Dundas. Did you know the cello is the instrument that sounds closest to the human voice? That means the notes and tones it plays are very similar to our speaking voices. The cello sounds bright but warm, and mellow yet powerful. The cello has the same shape as a violin or a viola, but it's bigger, and it rests on the floor while the cellist sits and plays. Here are the bright yet warm sounds of the cello soloing in a prelude by Johann Sebastian Bach. The prelude from Bach's Cello Suite No. 1. Don't you think the cello sounds magnificent? I think it sounds very regal, like I would hear that playing as I toured the hallways of a giant castle. If you played the cello, you would be called a cellist. Sometimes the cellist solos with a small ensemble or a big orchestra. Here's the cellist playing a beautiful melody with a big orchestra. This is called a cello concerto. A slow section from the Cello Concerto in B minor by Antonín Dvořák on Classical Kids Corner. A time for kids and their grown-ups to fire up their imaginations with classical music. You can hear a playlist from this episode and previous episodes at yourclassical.org/kidscorner. The cello isn't just heard in classical music, but in pop music too. There are a lot of cellists who enjoy playing pop and rock music in addition to their classical playlist. In this piece, you'll hear two cellos amplified with electronics performing a pop tune by Ed Sheeran called Perfect. The ensemble Two Cellos performing Perfect, a pop song by Ed Sheeran. Thanks for listening to Classical Kids Corner from American Public Media, where every note sparks a new idea. I'm Melissa Dundas. Share what you're curious about and listen to a playlist from this episode at yourclassical.org/kidscorner.